Okay, guys. All right. Good morning. Happy December 1st, Friday. It's approximately 11:25, and we're going to call the meeting to order. Start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And the Cultural Commission wanted to acknowledge it's December and Hanukkah season is coming upon us. And so we put the recognition over by the American flag, which that holiday actually starts December 7th and lasts for a couple of weeks. So we want to pay tribute to that holiday. I'm looking at the agenda right now. The agenda is given out. It's published up on Facebook. It's published to the dashboard to the City of Derby. And it's basically just chock full of thanks. This meeting is for the purpose to give thanks and praise and to end our year as a year-end summary of what we've been doing and who's been helping us. In front of us here, we've got, we'll take a roll call right now. Susan Schroeder here.
Ian Schroeder here.
Okay, Suto. And we have two guests.
Suto.
And you're a commission volunteer with us. She's done significant work with regard to beautification for us, as well as helping with all our standard holidays. And
Virginia Benin.
Thank you. And Virginia is another significant volunteer. She is with us with the 350, as well as our most recent holidays. And also, she created our wonderful donation box for the 350. I published it. It was very festive looking. And actually, we made $50, and that money has already been deposited in the Cultural Commission account yesterday, right, Ian? Mm-hmm. So it's a good start. I mean, it's a start because it's, you know, we said we would get started on fundraising for the 350 celebration in 2025. And so that's happened. And Roger Solway has got his five corporate sponsors. And I've been in touch with and talking to the Valley, Community Foundation. And they directed me towards two specific grants that I'm very excited about. And the money is very significant too. It's upwards of $50,000 possibly. So that would start all that in January. And right now, we don't have direction as of yet. So we're not going to proceed in a specific grant, but we will attend all the seminars so that when we are ready, we can take off, because all of this, the grant awards would be by April. So we've got, you know, irons in the fire, and that really isn't in the agenda, but since we've got volunteers here who are doing so much, we want to enhance this information along with all their efforts. So now we're going to go into old business, year in review. I don't know which way to point this. I'm basically reading, and I may go off on a tangent here. What we want to do was, first of all, recognize that we had a full calendar year in 2023, as everybody knows. And we actually accomplished everything on our calendar. And then an unanticipated endeavor, which was the 350th birthday planning. That was kind of handed over to us back, I want to say, in February. And we've taken off with that. So anyway, we want to thank the Connecticut Post, News Channel 12, The Valley Voice, The Valley Independent Sentinel, Derby Connecticut Forum, Friends of Derby, Derby Connecticut News and Info, Naugatuck Valley Council of Governments, and the Greater Valley Chamber of Commerce. You've all been super supportive of us. We feel the positive vibes from you, and it really lifts us. And next, we want to discuss give thanks and praise to commission members who are Ian Schroeder, who is the cultural chair and actually cultural co-chair I've assigned him that a couple months back because he was significant partner by my side and treasurer. Mayor Richard Zekin, former Chief of Staff Drew Baiklick, and I'm not saying that name right, former Chief of Staff Walt Mayhew, Roger Solway, Jamie Wilson, Fran Pepe, Pam Happy, Ed Armino, Rich DiCarlo, who was my chair along, well, he actually, he's been by our side for the past 12 years, Rich DiCarlo, Valley Arts Council. Mark Anthony Izzo, Elizabeth Bolomuski, who's been a 12-year volunteer, Antonio Vito Margovera, another 12-year volunteer, Donna Hasbrook, Miguel Perez, Cindy Bristol, May Ely, Gigi Kohler, Lisa Braley, Lee Akar, rather, sorry, Fred Krakowski, Dina Gotawala, Pam Ecker, Kelly Santiago, Sue Tault, Virginia Benini, Gloria Lunau, is that how you say her name?
Or, yeah.
Pat Sweeney, Mikey Cotella, Laura Brazzini, Deshine, and Joel Deshine. Okay, without them by our side, we really would be just stalled like a sailboat in Long Island Sound. Next, we want to give thanks to City Regional Collaboration, which would be Derby Public Schools, City of Ansonia Cultural Commission, City of Seymour Cultural Commission, City of Waterbury, Derby Police, Derby Economic Development, Derby Public Works, Derby Finance, Derby Senior Center, Derby Public Library, Derby Historical Society, Naugatuck Valley Health Department, former Senator George Logan, Storm Engine, Town Clerk's Office, East End Hose Company 3. I really mean that. Let's see if I can read this here. I'm looking at my agenda and I gotta look at page two here. All right. Business relations collaboration, thanks and praise. Christopher Chase, Shelton Printing, Pepe Construction, La Jolla Boutique, Home Depot, Shelton Printing, Riverwalk Social, this and that, Valley Pharmacy, Starbucks, Home Depot, McDonald's, ShopRite, Apollo Pizza, Pink Paws Grooming, MJ Nail and Spa, Kirby and Curbside, AJ and Chaz, 95.9 FM, Buy Right Discounts, Munch Eatery, Royal Flush, Twisted Vine Restaurant, and I want to throw in our newest, who was our latrine service from Monroe?
G.I. Joe.
G.I. John just serviced us, and they're right in Monroe. Twisted Vine Restaurant, Retro Pub and Grub, Yolanda's Deli, Checkers, Scoot and Paddle, More Than Hair, Like a Shot Productions, Vinnie Penn, Scoot and Paddle, Paula Petinella, Tony Sushi, Tony Palmieri of AG3, The Proper Villain, Shameless, Mark Lanzieri, Larry Ace, Susan Carson, Elephant Big Band, and the Pedal Pusher. Nonprofits, thanks and praise. The Valley Voice, Derby Cub Scouts Pack 3, Derby Lions Cup, Catholic War Vets, 1562 Post, Valley Community Foundation again, Derby Neck Library again, Historical Society again, Salvation Army, St. Vincent de Paul, Cornerstone Church, Greater Valley Chamber of Commerce, Mullican School of Dance, Dave Condon, Jack Walsh, Derby Elks Lodge 571, Greater Bridgeport Youth Orchestra, and Valley Council of the Arts. Thank you. Now, collaboration and praise goes to, these are all just repeats. I don't know, I don't have to do this. New business. Well, what I wanted to do was cheer up our cultural volunteers by letting you know the feedback and praise that we have received pretty much all year. Now, I think I sent this email. Did you receive it? Thanks and praise. Regarding Derby Day, you couldn't probably open it. All right. Now, this is regarding Derby Day. Can we do Derby Day better? Always. And you know, it's really hard with the weather to decide, and we have to we vacillate back and forth between, you know, June and September. June is hot. We've got graduations. You know, we've got people leaving on vacation. But then again, September's hurricane weather. And in between that is, you know, July 4th. So really, I'm at a loss as, you know, what would be the best date to pick. But in any case, what we did yield was pretty good for our September 16th date. The Roger Solway said, Derby Day was a great success. You guys are an amazing talent and force. Thank you for organizing the efforts of the community, which is very nice of Roger. Jim Gildea, appreciate the Derby Cultural Commission, love the firework event, the concerts, the 4th of July, and all the effort they put into things. As a member of Derby Historical, we appreciate the opportunity to participate in Derby Day and how they promoted our lantern tour. Can't wait for the 350. Okay, that's Jim Gildea. Cub Scout Pack 3, had a great time. You guys did a wonderful job. Everyone had a good time. We sold $579 in popcorn and another $200 in jam. Thanks again. Cub Scout Pack 3, Mark Irwin. The Derby Lions are very appreciative of the Derby Day staff. We were able to meet many people, offer info about our organization. People were beyond generous with their donations, and hopefully some folks will join our club. Lions Club, folks. If I could offer one suggestion, it would be to charge organizations a little less to participate. Thank you for Saturday. Trying to read things that are local here. Our principal over at Irving, that's Sue. Wow. Thank you for sharing. I am so impressed. I will be sending that. Okay, this is regard to an Irving school student was a model at our fashion show on Derby Day. And so Mark Russo, the Irving principal for her, said, thank you so much for sharing. He's talking about the picture and the video. I'm so impressed. I'll be sending this to the teacher and other staff promoting in our newsletter. I hope all is well. I love seeing how Irving is represented in the community, so keep it coming. So the schools do need our support. It's just so much fun to work with the kids. Okay, next. Cornerstone Church, great job, great event. I hope you're on vacation yourselves, catching up with some well-deserved rest. Kelly of Historical Society, thanks for the photos. Diane is really the best, isn't she? Now that was our colonial model, Diane. Wasn't she amazing? She was like all there for that. We got a ton of signups for our email list and newsletter. It was so great. Better Life Home Care, Cassandra, thank you for having me at the event. It turned out great. I'll attach a picture and flyers for your Facebook. oh, I'll save this comment to last. Okay, Dawn of the executive of the Senior Center, Executive Director. I'm happy to say Derby Day was a success. Thanks to all of you who participated by baking, donating, making handmade items, and volunteering your time. Oh, here, this one was really close to my heart and near and dear. One of our neighbors. How would one join if interested in helping with all the beautiful things I've seen the cultural do in Derby? Mrs. Christina Santiago. And that brings to mind that I think Virginia had pointed out that a few people had signed up of interest in our three-ring binder on Derby Day. And I'm going to add Christine's list to the list because that's, I think, four people we have to reach out to that actually inquired. And after Derby Day, we were just in recovery mode, so we really slipped on that. Who is this from? Oh. This is from someone who is near and dear to my heart, Dana of Sterling. Thank you for being open and supportive and coming to the meeting last night. It means a lot that you were there. You were very important to Derby. Thank you for being so helpful and loving Derby. Thank you. I don't know where to begin. Have a great meeting yourself. so glad I can reach out to you. I respect you. Great chatting. And these relationships, to me, if somebody has reached out to the cultural and exhibited any positive thoughts and words, that's what I try to keep foremost in my mind. Here's another one. Oh, Rich DiCarlo, job well done for the tree lighting. And you know, Rich DiCarlo over at the Ansonia Cultural Commission is, you know, he's got Rock the Valley going. You know, we're talking thousands of people. So when you get, I mean, Rich, he can't always be complimentary. He calls it like he sees it. But when he compliments you, it means something. Tom Lionetti, good job, Derby Cultural Commission, all the hard work you do for nothing. Just want you to know that most of us Derby residents appreciate everything you do. Doreen Criselli, who is a who has the band, Larry Ace Band, and performed for us this summer. And actually tomorrow they're having a wonderful, I don't want to call it a tree lighting, but it's a Christmas event at their church. If you're so inclined, it's right across from the Derby Green. Y'all have worked so hard this year to have Derby return in all its glory. Thanks for all that y'all have done to beautify the town too. Thanks to Miss Suzanne for always willing to lend a hand. Always have a smile on her face. God bless you. Mayor Zekin, the tree lighting, you guys did a phenomenal job. I'm amazed at how many people were there. And the comment that constantly, I was constantly uplifted all year. And, you know, it was, we had a full calendar. Every month things were popping. And, you know, we really had all the help and support that to help us get there. But sometimes it was a struggle. Sometimes you didn't know how you were going to make it happen. But when you heard these kind of words, this is what I heard. This is from former Fire Commissioner Mike Calera. Your commission brings life, energy, enthusiasm, and pride to this community who can surely use a heavy dose of that along with a cup of hope. To quote a line from the Beatles song, Christ, you know it ain't easy. Yeah, I'm that old. So keep hope alive. Energy, love, and positivity radiate from your group. And oh yes, almost forgot to ask, do you know when the next meeting is for the Derby 350? Enjoy the day.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so and beautiful. He kept me inspired all year.
Yeah, they're all great.
They are. They really are. But he was one of our strongest supporters, Mike. You know, and he lived half the year in Florida and half the year in Connecticut, but he kept tabs on Derby. So he was watching us, you know, and he wanted us to feel the love and support, you know, and really did. So this is what it can be when people are at their best. And I would urge our new mayor, Joe DiMartino, to keep the promise, to keep us in a healing state. I want to say that, like, the parking lot outside is a little bit, you know, broken right now. We're kind of separate pieces. Just sometimes there's misunderstandings, but with a strong leader, we can all be brought together and stay together. And so I offer this to our government leaders. Well, we said the Pledge of Allegiance, and so I'm going to go ahead and say this prayer, because I know that we say it at the schools. Or, well, I know that a church was helping students get off a school bus to help them start their school year. So, Holy Spirit, we ask you to fill our city, state, and national political leaders with wisdom, understanding, discernment, and knowledge. Draw them to you, cause them to know and fulfill your purpose. Please place people in their paths that will provide scriptural, soundly, and godly counsel, for without your counsel, their plans will go awry. Impart your wisdom and revelation to them about leadership and help them to lead. Deal with our leaders about keeping their hearts and motives pure. We ask you to make their hearts pliable, willing, and obedient to your will. Cause each of their lives to glorify your name. And I mean that with all sincerity, that we have a fantastic opportunity to keep the momentum going. And we bring along everybody that wants to be there. And as long as I'm a citizen, you know, I will always be volunteering at some level. So I want to finalize the meeting with a tribute that we made regarding our 350th anniversary. Before I do that, does anybody have anything you want to say? Okay. And the timing should work out perfectly. So, Ian, I don't know. You get a picture of him doing that? That's crazy. Isn't it? Thanks, Tucky. You have a better shot.
Yeah. Where's the mouse? Make it big.
So sweet.
Did you notice it?
We've only just begun to live. White lace and promises. A kiss for luck and we're on our way.
Oh, we've begun the ride.
as a song we fly. So many roads to choose. We start out walking and learn to run. Sharing horizons that are new to us. Watching the signs along the way. Talking it over, just the two of us. Working together day to day. Together. And when the evening comes, we smile. So much of life ahead. We'll find a place where there's room to grow. And yes, we've just begun. Sharing horizons that are new to us. Watching the signs along the way. Talking it over, just the two of us. Working together day to day. Together. Together. And when the evening comes, we smile. So much of life. We'll find a place where there's room to grow. And yes, we've just begun.
The Cultural Commission and the volunteers are here to again remind everybody how grateful we are for all the help that we received, all the goodwill, so much talent out there, and the future looks really, really bright. We thank Mayor Richard Zekin for giving us the autonomy to move culture forward, and we welcome and embrace Mayor Joe DiMartino and his staff. We're here to help whatever level that you need. And I particularly want to thank Mr. Ian Schroeder, our tech, our treasurer, and really co-chair, because without him, I wouldn't have been able to keep the vision and focus. And I'm just asking that we keep our vision and focus. And thank you.
Yes, thank you, Ian. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, Virginia, Sue, and Ian. And enjoy the December. We'll see you all around town. Thank you.
Okay. Great job.
That was
great job.
Okay, I don't know where Mark is, but I guess I could just leave, right? Oh, and Mark, thank you. Mark, I'll follow. Did I say your name right? Thank you, Mark. I think you guys are running around today trying to locate things. Hey, Mark, the offer is still open for you to come sing and perform with the Cultural Commission and also Sarah, because I know she's very talented and quite the vocalist, okay? So I'm going to sign off here because I think you're around somewhere, but busy.
Well, you know, you can only send out good positive vibes and
pull-ups.